Okay, welcome back everyone. Let's turn off this break sign. Here we go. And we are actually going to the next level. Okay, so the first thing that we clear when we're clearing spiritual parasites is we clear satanic energy. So that's simple enough. Just satanic or dark energy. And we did do a clearing on this day one, I believe. So this will be pretty quick. A couple minutes. And then from there, let's just see, on the next one, we'll be removing ghosts that occupy you. So those are the two clearings we'll do. First we'll do removing satanic or dark energy from the body, and then next we'll be removing ghosts. Yay! So, and satanic and dark energy for the group overall, and normally it's between 93 and 97% dark energy in the body. And for our group, since we've already done one clearing, it's our group overall now is at 31 or 32%. So this is going to help tremendously. It's going to brighten you up even more. And with ghosts, for the group that we have, how many ghosts do we have in the body? Looks like 127 ghosts split among the 24 students, so it's a whole bunch of ghosts. Okay, let's see here. Just making sure I've gotten to everybody. And let's see. For the satanic energy clearing, let's do the Gayatri Mantra. Some of you will know that, and some of you won't. So it's Om Bhurbhuva Svaha, Om Bhurbhuva Svaha, Om Tat Savitu Varanyam, Om Tat Savitu Varanyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. We'll do it 10 more times. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Om Tat Savitu Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yo Naha prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. Om Tat Savitulvarenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi. Dyo Yonaha prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. Om Tat Savitulvarenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi. Dyo Yonaha prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. Om Tat Savitulvarenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi. Dyo Yonaha prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. Om Tat Savitulvarenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi. Dyo Yonaha prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. Om Tat Savitulvarenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi. Dyo Yonaha prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. Om Tat Savitulvarenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi. Dyo Yonaha prachodayat. That is the Gayatri Mantra, the prayer for enlightenment. So beautiful mantra to chant when removing satanic or dark energy from the body. About 4% left, almost there. And then we are also just going to move right into the ghost clearing. So we're doing really good on the satanic or dark energy. Doing great. I was thinking the Triambakam mantra would be really great for clearing ghosts because it's the removal and the restoration, so kind of removing that which doesn't no longer serve us. And with ghost clearings, you can do it. Hang on one sec. The sun is changing here. Let's see if that's... I might have a little bit of brightness in my face. Oh, there we go. That's better. Okay, so with ghost clearings, I do two different techniques. One is just pumping, you know, communicating, hey, you know, I'm no longer willing to have you in my body, and pumping them out. And the other one is kind of a lifting, where you just stand by the person you're lifting the ghost out of and just lifting it out, and then seeing Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Kuan Yin, whoever the guides, guardians are for that being or family member. And a lot of you are from Christian background, so you'd want to call in Jesus perhaps. So that would be what we'd do next. So we're going to pump them out, though. We're not going to do the lifting thing since we're not physically together. So that's the way we're going to get them. Going to get them, move them out. Great. Well, let's just check. Let's get to the bottom of the satanic energy. It looks like 1%. So when we start moving out the ghosts, we'll do 10 of the Triambakam mantra. 27 syllables, I think, in that mantra. A lot of seed syllables, a lot of important energy in that mantra. Okay. It'll take the time it takes, honey. Okay, the satanic and dark energy is out. And I get, since Elise is asking, more than a half an hour to remove those ghosts from the body. So it'll take the time it takes. Okay, so we're going to start with the Triambakam mantra, and everybody's just going to quantum pump, connecting in. You can muscle test and see how many ghosts you have in your body. And I have some visitors today, so they've shown up since yesterday. So I've got three in me. I'm going to be pumping for all of you and removing those three that showed up on the scene overnight. All right, my dear. So okay. All right, so here we go. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Vandanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. And I'm going to answer that question, so we'll hold just 1 minute. Ghosts for you guys will come from typically family members or people you love who have died. Ghosts for me, since I'm such a public figure, people who have heard about me and it could be their family members jump in to get my information or whatever, and I just clear them. And I kind of regularly am clearing people I don't know. That will not be your situation. Your situation will be somebody you love that has died. So that's where they come from. And Elizabeth had a question. So when the time for Triambakam and the time for Gayatri Mantra, when clearing spiritual parasite, when is the time? You know, it's entirely up to us. I mean, I had gotten a few of you making requests for chanting, and when I'm just testing, like, what would the most powerful mantra be to use for this? When you're looking at bringing light into the body, the Gayatri Mantra is the mantra for enlightenment, bringing light in, light in the body. And the Triambakam mantra is really a clearing and restoring mantra. And so when we're clearing out ghosts, it makes sense to me. I'm clearing out illness, though, too. Clearing anything. The Triambakam mantra is good for clearing anything. Okay, let's go back to the Triambakam mantra. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvar Rukamivad Bandhanad Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu. Okay, I just wrote out the phonetic, the sound of the words. So if you want to, okay, so I'm going to put that on the screen and then you can see it. Hang on one sec. There we go. And it'll be spelled differently in the Sound of Truth. I just spelled it the way I was hearing it. So, Om Trayambikam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Vandanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu. Can living people be like ghosts in the body of a person? The answer is yes. We clear people who don't have bodies, and we clear people who have passed away and people who have bodies. So absolutely, people can inhabit your body. Funniest thing yesterday when I was talking to you, it's really comical. I was looking at myself, and I saw my sister's face for about 30 seconds. And I had sent her a beautiful little card last week, and she must have just opened it and been reading it, so she was thinking about me. And literally, she as a spirit jumped in me for a minute and was just like, wow, this is unusual. I sent her a card for no apparent reason, an adorable card for no reason. And we don't communicate very often, so she just kind of like jumped in, and while I talked for about 30 seconds, I could see my sister's face overlaid on my face. And I was like, that is hysterical. And, you know, how often are we actually looking in the mirror when somebody gets something that we've written to them and we can actually see them? But in this case, that probably happens all the time with family members. They're thinking about you, and they jump in for a second. But also, particularly dominating or controlling people can jump in you, and it's very, very unpleasant. I've been with a few fellas that are, you know, really control freaks. And so if you if you hear the word control freak, that means that they're in your body. So, okay, my dears. So now the sun is shining in my face, so I'm going to see if I can pull this closer to me so I can see what you guys are writing me and get out of the sun. Okay. Thank you, love, love, love. The mantra. Yeah, the mantra will go up when we sing. So from now on, whenever we sing the Gayatri mantra, I've got it typed out, so you'll be able to see it every time we chant. Okay, let's see where we're at with ghosts. We're about 98% clear. So by chanting the Gayatri mantra, we actually really did, excuse me, the Trayambakam mantra, we sped up the process quite a bit. So let's put it back up, and we'll do another three or four, and hopefully clear out all the remaining ghosts. And I've got zero in me. So let's do another three times through. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Vandanat Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukhamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritatu. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukhamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamam Ritatu. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Wow, fascinating. I saw them in my face, like inside my head, when they think of me, want to control me or not happy with me. Exactly. And you can pump them back out. So I thought, oh, this is really fascinating. So they overlay themselves, you know, when they're wanting to shift you or curious about, why is she reaching out to me now? you will get a copy of the mantra because I put it into the PowerPoint. So this PowerPoint you will get, and you will get the mantra. So yay! Why are we clearing satanic or dark energies, ghosts, etc. instead of earlier when we did the other amplification? Because what I've just shown you what field they can be found in. They can be found in the field of amplification. So that's my intention, was to give you where everything hangs out. But that doesn't mean that that's the order for clearing. On spiritual parasites, we clear all the way down to bloodline and DNA, and then we clear spiritual parasites. So even if they're in the same field, which they are, we clear everything on why they were there, and then we go back and we clear them. So that's why. If you cleared them before you cleared the reasons that they're there, they then have a foothold to come back because we haven't cleared the reasons they were there. But some of them do come back. And a lot of them are completely gone. But if you're in the momentum and used to a lot of gunk being in your field, other ones will show up. So, okay.
I love this one. Wow, fascinating. I have found it hard to pump them out. I believe after these 7 days, everything will be easier. That's very true, Elizabeth. Very, very true. Okay, it looks like there's just one ghost. So the person who still has the one ghost, I'm going to lift that one out of you right now. So you're going to get a little bit of extra help. You might feel me with you, and I'll just lift that ghost out of you. Out 100%. Okay, so that's done. We're moving on to the next section. Oh, good. Okay, Elizabeth gets it. Okay. Thank you. Alex, I live in a busy area. I find they come in a lot when I travel or at big events in my house. It's getting better as I claim my body daily. Is there anything else I can do? Yeah, you know, the daily meditations where we really get you in your body, the dynamism meditations, that's really good. And then really asserting this is my body. It is my God-given right to own it and enjoy it by myself, individuated and happy and fully expressed. And any other energies coming in, you'll know when you're feeling other energies come in, just, you know, I'm not willing to share this. Now you'll have the tool to clear it immediately. But really, like, when you really believe, be on fire. For this, I'm on fire for owning my body 100% full self-expression. And we're not so worried about perfect. We're really looking at full self-expression. How can I get my spirit even more in my body? How can I have more fun? How can I have more bliss? How can I make love more often? How can I dance more often? How can I, whatever. You're always looking at the ways that you can own your body better and express yourself better. And, you know, when you think about the joy factor, and let's go on. So one second here. Let's just keep pumping to the next one. So we'll go down. Okay. We're not going to do technology right now. We might come back to that. We're going to clear evil spirits. Is that the next one? It felt like demons. Let's see here. Hang on one sec. I floated through. Okay, so we've got ghosts. And that's what we just did. Evil spirits without bodies. And demons. Okay. All right, so let us go. So we'll do the evil spirits without bodies. So that would be human spirits, but without bodies that are bugging us. And then from there, we'll go to demons. And evil spirits without bodies for the whole group. More than 1,000. Around 1,300 evil spirits without bodies between, you know, the 24 students in the group. So let's start clearing. Yay. Okay, lots of things here. Busy area. So, okay, we addressed that. And is there a reason not to clear ghosts? I have a friend whose father is in him, and he wants to leave him there. Yeah, it's your choice. I mean, I hear that a lot, that people, when their parents pass, they miss them so much that they want them with them, and that they can hear their voice in the head, and it, they would have to grieve and let go, and they just don't feel like they're up to the task. I'm going to say that there's nothing that's wrong. I'm just interested in full self-expression myself, and I wouldn't want to share my essence, my essential nature, my being, my thoughts, my power, my joy, my happiness with ghosts, with any ghosts, with any relatives. I wouldn't want to take them on the journey with me. So I'll interact with them, I'll go to family reunions and, you know, share love with them. If they ask me to help them get better, I'll help them get better, but they don't get to live in my body. This is my body. This is my temple. But I know that it's something emotional for some people. And when I've asked people, hey, can I help you clear that, you know, that family member, they shouldn't really be there anymore. And they'll say, no, not yet. I'm not ready to let go. And then you just have to let them process what they're processing. But understand that they've now been given a conscious choice. And 6 weeks later or 3 weeks later or whatever, they'll probably choose something different. You know, like, okay, now I'm ready. You know, like, because now it's been introduced that, hey, you know, that's really there. That person is really, that spirit is really in you. And they've got time to mull it over. And what's the advantage and what's not the advantage? And given a little bit of time, typically they all come back saying, okay, I'm ready now. It's not instant. It's a few weeks out, but they'll be ready. And you can plant the seed if you're helping someone, if you're doing an activation, you can plant the seed. Hey, you know, whenever you're ready, you know, it's like 3 weeks from now probably would be a good time. You can plant a seed like that. You just let me know. And then it might be 6 weeks or 8 weeks or it might be 3 weeks. You know, if you planted the seed that, hey, it might be better not to have this in you. Okay. Okay, I guess I've answered everything there. I think I have. So we're working on evil spirits. And let me tell you a little bit about evil spirits. There are spirits that people call spirit guides, and those are human spirits that travel with people. And then there are evil spirits. And they're essentially the same kind of makeup. They're all human spirits. Evil spirits will show up as dark energy. So they'll, if you're looking at them, they'll show up as black. And they're more troublemakers. And other spirits will also be hanging out in your body. And people say, well, why would human spirits hang out in my body? Why wouldn't they just go for their own body? I mean, why would they want to be part of my toe or part of my hand or my liver or whatever? Why are they hanging out there? I don't even get it. And the reason for that is there for every 100 spirits, only one spirit is getting a body. I mean, planet Earth can't really have the big population that, you know, exists as in human spirits, for human spirits. There's a lot of human spirits that hang around the planet. And it doesn't matter if you're a real good spirit or a not good spirit, because obviously we have evil spirits and bodies, right? You've met people who are like, whoa, that guy, you know, really, that's amazing. So you get the evil spirits and, hang on one sec. There we go. Ooh, a lot of calls came in.
I'm ignoring this, but now they're making noise at me. Okay, so that's off. So you've got evil spirits and you've got spirits, and both will potentially occupy the body. So we did evil spirits. We looked at evil spirits, and we had about 1,300. I actually think we should just clear all spirits out of the body right now so that you get a sense of what it's like to have all spirits out of the body. So let's also clear all friendly spirits out of the body in aura too. So evil spirits and friendly spirits. So you just have this sense when we get to the end of the day of what it's like not to have all those beings riding along with you. And when we look at friendly spirits occupying part of the body, over 5,000 friendly spirits occupying part of the body or aura. Yeah. Okay. So let's clear all of that. Let's clear the friendly spirits. Let's clear the evil spirits. Let's get down to the bottom of all human spirits. I'm just going to add this to the list. And I am really open if you guys have questions on that concept, because it's a kind of a weird concept. You mean spirits just ride along with us, and then people interpret them as spirit guides when they're actually observers. They're riding along, getting some information, moving some karma, you know, shifting something. So if you could imagine being free of that, what would that feel like for you to really be actually yourself? And then some people feel like maybe they'd feel lonely, that the friendly spirits that don't register as evil spirits have been their companion. And maybe that's the way they get through things, is they reason things out with the spirits that are in their body. Let's see here. The number of spirits incarnated... See, it's kind of hard because when we look at for example, let's see, Jyoti. Would it be all right? I think I'm going to get a yes from you if I looked at all the spirits that are actually in your body. So on some level, they have the experience of living in a body. So if we look at all the spirits, just human spirits in your body, I get 96 human spirits somehow attached to your body aura. So then when you look at incarnation, you know, I know you're feeling like that's the one spirit who owns the one body, and we are the strongest spirit because obviously we're owning our body. But we've got a whole lot of other stuff in our body too. Elizabeth's in agreement to all spirits out. And would you have information on how to distinguish them? Thank you. You can just either muscle test or go into trance and identify them. I think muscle testing is better in this case because you can get them all from head to toe, where if you go into trance, you're really looking at one area of the body or the aura. Okay, and... please go ahead. Thank you. And do they come from my clients? And yes, whatever you want. Okay. Do they come from your clients? Maybe, but probably a lot of them are yours. I think when we take on being like a healer, like, you know, helping the planet, we have a sense of generosity and of wanting to understand, and that will leave us more open to bringing in stuff that, you know, is riding along with us, also interested in gaining knowledge and understanding things. And people who use white light, that was really popular in the 60s and 70s, all the hippies used white light. Well, white light brings more spirits into your body, believe it or not. That's the transmedium channel. So everybody's like, bring the white light in and the angels will come and everything else will come too. So don't bring the white light in, you guys.
You'll never hear me telling you to use white light ever. I will never tell you that because that's the transmedium channel. That's what we. That's how spirits get in. So. Okay, Elizabeth. Yes, from me too. I want to know the number of spirits in me, in mine. Okay, so Elizabeth, human spirits. How many human spirits are traveling with you? Looks like 93. And Roxanne? Seventy-eight for Roxanne. Karen says yes, so maybe Karen wants to know. Human spirits traveling with Karen? 98. And Renee? Clear them, good. And Renee, how do animal spirits work? Well, they certainly don't like to jump into human bodies. Are there any animal spirits in human bodies in this class? No. They just live in their bodies and then they leave their bodies and find another body. They reincarnate really fast. And some human spirits decide to try being an animal. So they might do an experimental life being a dog or a cat. Typically, they stay in their, you know, if they're dogs, they stay as a dog. If they're cats, they stay as a cat. Okay, Crystal, can one, say, set the intention to work with spirit guides or spirits, maybe one's holy spirits, but then pump them out, guides, if they're becoming enmeshed. Thank you. I would rather you be more independent and then perhaps use saints and gods and goddesses or religious, ones that are kind of got the seal of approval rather than ones that are just kind of floating around. You can test if you want to energetically work with them, but I wouldn't let them live in your body, ever. Now that you're learning how to do this, don't let them live in your body. Okay, getting a little behind here. And great info on channeling, appreciate it, good. And Jyoti, thank you so much for the valuable information. Will they come back if I continue my current work in the natural field? Will they come back? Not for what you're doing with work, Jyoti, but inevitably you're going to need to clean yourself out occasionally until we change that group mind of at least 5 million people. So understand that we just keep getting more and more sophisticated in how we clear things, and things, you don't have billions to clear the next time you clear. So. How many do I have? And that is, who wrote that? Hang on one sec. That's Renee. How many does Renee have? Twenty-two, but we're getting pretty close to clear. So how many did you have when we started? 97 when we started. Sharon said, yes, me too. Please. Okay, Alex, when we started, Alex, you had 86, and what you have right now, 18. Yeah, we're getting down there, so it's kind of a moot point to Elise. Okay, all right. How many did you have when we started? Seventy-two for Elise when we started. And how many do I have, Paula? When we started, Paula, you had 82. And Sherry, but pictures of ascended masters, Mary, Christ, look like they have white light around them. Yeah. So is that somebody painting the picture of the Ascended Masters and then the they wanted to put that white light around? Because I'm going to say that divine energy is more like gold than white. So there would be some color in it, not just direct white light. What would it take for me to reach Christ consciousness? I know it is a big question. Thank you. That is really you really devoting your life to the pursuit of an awakened, enlightened life. So that Christ consciousness is removing the falsehoods and untruths about yourself, and really becoming more your God self on the planet. And there's lots of things you can do to raise your energy, like listening to my voice. The meditations every day will raise your energy. Coming through a training with me for a few years will raise your energy a few hundred points. So, but then it's also your spiritual pursuit. It's, you know, you shedding what isn't true about you so that you can be more yourself. Okay, and Vanya, Julie, would you please see my question below? I don't see a question, Vanya. I'm not sure if it didn't come through. Did you press it through? I'm looking through back quite a ways, and I don't see it. So just put your could you just maybe put the questions in again, Vanya? I don't see them. Okay, and we're clearing the spirits, evil spirits and spirits. Okay. We're getting there. Still, some of you have more than 70 spirits in your body, so there were a few of you that had bigger numbers. Thank you. I've been listening to your voice many days a week and Daria's program you provided, and yes, I feel uplifting. Thank you. Training with you for 2 years. Can a lot be done via live stream? Yep, that's what we're doing. Uh-huh. We live 3,000 miles away. Actually, what we've got set up now is twice a week for the next 4 months, Tuesdays and Thursdays, class days. And then there's once a month, Fridays, there's the Golden Age. And I am definitely considering doing a full year training online, so doing the online training, Ruby and Emerald level. We'll see. We'll see how many people are interested. Okay. Heather's feeling energy at the top of her head right now. Is spiritual parasite it's a spiritual parasite, but nothing to worry about, Heather. It's very normal all day long to feel pressure, feel a little discomfort, feel a little nauseous or a little dizzy. Those are all the normal things when we're removing spiritual parasites. Just say, this is not me. Focus on that. This is not me, and see it shrink away. Okay. A full year online. Yes, please. Thank you. Keep me posted. I was wondering if anyone else had been craving sugar the last couple days. Much appreciated. Great. Okay. moths and butterflies after a relative died in May. I would see white moth in my window before clearing session and would wake up with a headache in the morning. I've needed Carrie spirits. I'm wondering if I was visiting, if she was visiting, who was visiting me and why. It does look like it was someone else. It wasn't the one you think it was. But I think thinking about the why, at the time it might be useful, but it's probably not useful right now when we're clearing like thousands of things from you to figure out one thing. So let's just stay focused on clearing. And then during the visit, like you have the moth and you think this feels like something, or you have the headache and it feels like something, then is when you would test and you would like, well, why is this happening now? You know, what's the purpose of this, or is there a message here? So I would encourage you that when it happens, that would be when to ask. I got that, Paula. Full year. Huh? Thank you. Okay, we're about 97% clear. Let's go for another 4 or 5 minutes, and then we're going to take our 20-minute break. I am ready for a break, actually. There's a lot of pressure going on here. So if you're in a place that's uncomfortable, just stick with it. And This Is Not Me will help. And, you know, this too shall pass. By the end of the day, we're all going to be feeling pretty spectacularly wonderful. So just hang in there. Yeah, I would love to have some students training who I could guide with working with animals, because I just don't have the time to really put my energies with the animals anymore. And so it would be really wonderful to have a few students that are really tuned up with how to work with animals. That would be great. And that was Renee. And Alex, I'm using rose water spray and green juices. I keep my energy and vibration up during the clearings. It helps sugar cravings and exhaustion. Good. I'm feeling a lot of relief. Thank you. Fantastic, Elizabeth. Very good. Okay, there's about 4 of you still that have a few spirits in you, so just a little bit more time here, I think. Just pump a little bit more. Okay, 2 people still have spirits in them.
people still have spirits in them. Everybody pump for this couple people who have. Okay, we did it. All right, no spirits in anybody. So we'll take a 20-minute break, and we'll continue clearing. The next thing we'll be clearing is demons, and we'll go through the subtler, all the levels. So, yay, we did it. So here we go, 20-minute break. I'll see you back at 10:55.